Several mega Confederate flags have gone up recently along highways northwest of Charlotte. The group Sons of Confederate Veterans are behind the flags, saying it's putting them up in response to Confederate monuments coming down in the state. The group says it wants to put up a flag in every North Carolina county. Last weekend, another large Confederate flag went up in Orange County by a different group. In response, Orange County officials are proposing limiting the size of outdoor flags to 4 by 6 feet and the height of flag poles to 24 feet. The county attorney has urged local leaders to approach the issue carefully, saying it could lead to lawsuits. Joining us now is Orange County's planning director, Craig Benedict. So how large is this Confederate flag that went up in Orange County?
We did not have to permit the flag, so the exact dimensions of it were not given to us.
The proposed changes that the county is looking at, is that in direct response to this large Confederate flag that went up?
Yes, it was. There was a concern that we should have flag regulations, no matter what type of flag there is, so that everybody has a, you know, equal right to their presenting information that they may want to put on a flag.
And as I mentioned earlier, the county attorney has urged caution when approaching this issue because it could lead to lawsuits. Does that concern you?
We've fashioned an ordinance that we think is fair and consistent with other ordinances that have been developed in North Carolina. So we do not have direct concern over that.
It was a specific flag, though, that prompted this these possible changes. Does that make it a First Amendment issue, then, if it's a specific flag?
No. Our ordinance says nothing about what type of flag. All our flag regulations are content neutral. So no matter what is on the flag, that's not legislated within our ordinance. Over the past few years, there's been other flags that have been flown in the county, and we've had inquiries from the public about can anybody put anything on their flag, and at that time, yes, we did say. So even before the Confederate flag issue came to the forefront, there was questions about our ability to regulate what was on flags.
How much concern have Confederate flags generated in Orange County, especially, as I said, a lot of these mega flags have been going up across the state recently?
When it was brought to our attention, the commissioners have a part of their agenda where people can voice concerns over issues in the community. And so at times over the last few months, there have been some meetings where there's been 15 to 20 people that have expressed concern.
Is there a concern that these large Confederate flags that we're talking about having an effect on property values?
The residents that have spoke at the meetings did not focus on the issue of property values. They just focused on the perception of what it means to certain people.
Is there any concern that they affect economic development, sending a message the county doesn't want to send to people of color?
You know, as the planning director, I'm not going to directly make comments on that. That's the perception of possibly the perception of the community, but I'm not going to make any direct inferences about that.
That's Craig Benedict, the planning director of Orange County. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good day.